again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 471. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free. We have good songs this evening. We have letters, and we've got a powerful message from the Lord. Don't change it down. Stay tuned. This is for your very life, your very life. Right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask him to anoint this program. Father, anoint the program. Bring it home to people's hearts that they need to pay exact attention. They need to hearken to your words. Because why? Because you're God. And you have true guidance and direction and leading for people. People that don't or give you a half a ear or not even any ear at all are fools, you said. If they have people that say that they don't believe in God are fools. So therefore, Lord, I pray that you convert fools to be people that listen to you, because they must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And your word says that Jesus is God. Jesus is the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and he became flesh. First John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1, and verse 14. And he became flesh, and he dwelt among us, and let us know that you're not an arbitrary God, that you're in a God that is exactly, and your Word is exactly as it says. So, if we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that means that we believe every word that's in the Bible. And we don't shine you on, so to speak, or thumb our noses at you. Because there's a day of judgment. Everyone's going to come to that day. They're going to come before your throne. And they're going to answer for the way they were. And if they do not qualify for heaven, if they haven't repented and done your work, they will spend eternity in the lake of fire, grinding their teeth, chewing on their tongues, and screaming their heads off because of the fire that is unquenchable, your word says. So, Father, save souls. Take the let your spirit do all the work on this program. And strengthen the church in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
And here's one of the greatest gospel singers of all time, Jack Holcomb. We know that the way that we fight Satan is to pray. Because God can do more against Satan in one flash of a second than we could if all the people in the world bound together as one. So Jack Holcomb found the answer. He learned to pray. And here he is singing, "I Found the Answer."
I was weak and weary. Walking in the darkness, I couldn't find my way. Then a light came shining to lead me from despair. All my sins forgiven, and I was free from care. I found the answer. I learned to pray with faith to guide me. I found the way. The sun is shining. I learned to pray.
Days were long and dreary, I couldn't carry on. Then I found the courage to keep my head up high. Once again I'm happy, and here's the reason why.
I found the answer. I learned to pray with God beside me. I found the way.
The sun is
praise the Lord. I really love the way Jack Holcomb sings. It's all heart. Amen?
Amen.
Sings right from his spirit, like people are supposed to pray and to serve the Lord with their spirit. Of course, with the Lord's spirit incorporated within them. The Lord said he would send a comforter, and the Bible states that he is the life-giving spirit, and the Bible plainly explains that that life-giving spirit is Christ. So when he imparts, he gives us a new spirit, and he imparts his Holy Spirit himself into us, well, then we are able to make it through all trials and tribulations. We're able to go through every tragedy because we know that we have a home in the kingdom of heaven, and there isn't anything can stop us from going there except our own carnal mind. That is, if Satan plants things in our mind and we start meditating about the way we figure things out. Our ideas are worthless. I mean, they will send our souls to hell. The Bible tells us exactly what to do and what to say and what to think. And we need to replace the carnal minds that we have with the mind of Christ. And the mind of Christ is simply, very simple, the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
So just put on the whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation. That is the mind of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And to be shod with the gospel, girt about with truth. Christians must be truthful. We must be holy. We can't flirt with one another or be obscene like that. We have to serve the Lord according to what he says is serving the Lord. We're to shun every appearance of evil, even any appearance of evil. Some people say they go down to the beach to witness and testify to people when they're walking around in lewd attire. They even have these filthy beaches today. And the Bible says, flee from the very appearance of evil. Otherwise, if you disobey that command, what will happen to you is you'll be caught up into lust. And the Lord wants us to stay away from the lusts of this world. And everything that's in this world, except those of us that are not of this world, were born again of the Spirit, washed in the blood, filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We're not of this world. We're sitting with Christ in heavenly places. And so we have to stay away from that. We have to tear our eyes away from anything that would cause our soul, our spirit, our minds to lust. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so we have some letters today. And where would the first one be from?
From Zambia, Africa.
Zambia, okay. We have a lot of friends in Zambia. Go ahead, read.
Dear Pastor Tony Alamo, greetings to you and your family in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am an evangelist. I was greatly impressed by your prophetic words that I found in one of your newsletters entitled Earthquake. The newsletter was given to me by one of the evangelists near our local market. God loves me very much because I have personally felt the chastisement of God. Before I carried the word of God seriously...
Well, that's a very nice statement there. The Lord says, he says he knows the Lord loves him because the Lord chastens him, chastises him. The Lord's word says that he chastens those that are his sons and daughters, those that love him. Amen?
Amen.
Just like a father chasteneth his child. Because the Bible says if you don't chasten your children, you don't love them. But God loves us, and therefore he chastens us. And he chastens us with his word. And the reproof of the word of the Lord is the way of life. So I've met people that say, I've read the Bible. That doesn't mean a thing if you just read it and then forget about it. Because we have to keep reading it in order for us to be reproved. Again, because the reproof of the word of God is the very way to eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
Because our minds, without the word, without the spirit, the word of God is spirit and life. The word of God is so spiritual, and our minds are carnal, and what it does is it keeps our mind, our spiritual mind, and our spirit alive. And if we don't pay any attention or little attention to the word of God, we fall away. And there's so many false preachers that are saying that you can't fall away. But the Bible says that if you fall away, the Lord will blot your name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. And if you fall away or become lukewarm, he'll spit you out of his body, his mouth. And so we are the body of Christ. And we must keep the commandments. And we mustn't be weary when the Lord, or be upset when we are chastened of the Lord. Like this man, he just knows God loves him. That's a proof that God loves him, because the Lord says that he loves those that he chastens. Amen?
Amen?
And so when I'm chastened of the Lord, it's very difficult for me. I just, become beside myself when he does it. But afterwards, I know he loves me, because he wouldn't keep me in line if he didn't love me. He doesn't want me to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And he does it, and you know something, he doesn't want you to go to hell either. So why, some of you unsaved people out there, or all of you, why do you want to go to hell? Why don't you just try God and his word and see that his word works? It's the only thing in this world that does work. Now, I notice the news is so negative these days, but the Bible, if you put the Bible, the talking Bible on, or pick up a Bible, it's all positive. Amen?
Amen.
Unless you continue sinning. And if it's sinning, I'm going to read some scriptures today to you from the book of Deuteronomy. You can get ready, go to chapter 28, and later on I'm going to do that, but we're going to finish with these letters here, where the Lord says that he'll pour out all the plagues of Egypt on you, and all the diseases, and they'll cling to you, and you won't be able to get rid of them. But if that chastisement gets you, say, why does God do this to me? It's because he loves you, and because he wants you to join the Christian army. And once you do, the plagues come off of you. But if you wait too long, God will take a loved one, and I'm going to read the scriptures to prove it. He'll curse you with a curse, and the curses will not be lifted until you see eye to eye with God. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, let's finish. But that was a profound statement this man made. Not many people are that wise to know that if they're being chastened, they're being chastened by God because he loves them. Okay,
Amen.
Go ahead. Read that again.
God loves me very much because I have personally felt the chastisement of God.
Hallelujah. That's great. Then what?
Before I carried the word of God seriously, God gave me a lot of plagues and misfortunes.
Absolutely. I was plagued. I mean, my whole family was plagued until I got saved. And now I'm blessed. Blessed above, a lot of people are blessed with a lot more. They have a lot of money, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's a blessing, because having lots of money could actually, that's how Satan really gets a lot of people. They can go through fire and trials and tribulations and persecutions and prosecutions. But when you get there, they can go through that and stay saved because they cling unto the Lord. But when the Lord allows you to, or when Satan opens up the doors and gives you money, or you take it upon yourself to go and make money in an illicit, illegal way, and that you're doing things that you know are not of the Lord, well, your soul will fall away from God, because money can become a curse to you if it gets your eyes off the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's finish the letter.
Pastor, you are the messenger of God. Your writings are greatly inspired. I have seen the grace of God and His purposes upon my life through the miracles He has performed on me. I am ready to serve my God anywhere in this world. My heart is greatly burning, wanting to preach to somebody all the time. The Lord keeps on sending visions that threaten me and leave my heart beating fast with the power of God. Please help me by sending me Bibles, literature, and other materials that will help me to be effective, as I have said to God that I want to bring many people to the Lord.
All those things are on their way to you right now. Okay, as we speak, then what?
Please call me to join you. God bless you, your servant in Christ, Gibson from Lusaka, Zambia, Africa.
Well, he's doing a good job there. He wants to join us, to come to the States. Well, have somebody call him and tell him, come on, if you want to. But, you know, maybe if the Lord doesn't want you, I'll pray about that. If He doesn't want you to come here, you're doing a great job over there. But there's more sick, soul-sick people, spiritually sick people here in the United States than there is in Africa and India. They know the Bible better than the people here, because they're there in the Middle East. Amen?
Amen.
That's where they can... Our Africa is. All right, then what else?
From Glasgow, Scotland.
Glasgow. Oh, we have many friends there now. One of my best friends over there is Eon Paisley. he is a very strong gospel warrior. I don't know if he's still living or not, but he was not too long ago. Is he still alive? Yeah, they're shaking their head, yes. Praise the Lord. All right, then let's hear from Glasgow.
I am writing this message as I have just listened to Dr. Alberto Rivera. As a former Roman Catholic, I have just awoke from whatever I was living in, and the decision was not taken lightly at all in the slightest. The catalyst for this transformation in me was the cruel illusion that took place on September 11th, 2001.
Right. I read in one of the magazines, what was that magazine that was, that they prophesied that there was going to be the Sun magazine, one of those throwaways that you buy at the grocery, when you're going through the grocery line. And I saw in there that a bunch of... hierarchy in the, I think it was cardinals, stated that there's going to be, they're prophesying that there's going to be a lot of terrorism in the beginning of autumn, of fall. And I said, uh-oh, they are not clairvoyant. They are not, they don't have the Spirit of God in them. And they're prophesying something, that means they're going to do it. They are going to do it. They're not that close to the Lord at all. They don't even, maybe some of them that are ignorantly there, but they wouldn't be there if they weren't ignorant. And so they don't know the Lord, and they certainly don't know Him enough to prophesy. And so I said, they're going to do it. There's going to be some real bad stuff, because when I read that, the Lord revealed that to me. And sure enough, that was 9/11. So the Vatican was behind that. The Vatican was behind the Oklahoma bombing. Vatican was against the Waco massacre. And the Bible says there are the mother of every evil thing that's going on earth, every abomination that's happening on earth. So it happened. And the Vatican politicians were in on it. It's obvious that the FBI was in on it, including the federal building in Oklahoma City. And it's obvious those were United Nations army that killed those people at Waco. And we have all the we have so much evidence on it. And John Peeler, a former FBI agent and BATF secret agent, spilled the beans on them. And he even spilled the beans on them that they had hired me, Bill Clinton, to put a stop to me revealing the things that the Vatican has been doing for all these years. But Alberto Rivera, the one that this man is, Alberto and I were very good friends, and he's actually stayed at my house for many times. And when the Vatican had him put in jail, I bailed him out. And I would expect people to do the same thing for me. But they didn't, only the people in my church. And a man named H.B. Barnum and people like that rose up, and my brother. Yeah, there wasn't that many people that will stand up. Even Peter and the disciples fled when Jesus was being persecuted. And but Peter became converted, and then he was very willing to die upside down on a cross, and the others were willing to be murdered, actually, for the gospel. Because they knew that Christ had risen. Nobody, not all those people or all the thousands of people, millions of them that have been murdered by the Roman Catholic cult for their stand in the gospel. There isn't any of them that would have done that unless they knew for sure that Jesus was, he died, was buried, rose from the dead, went to hell first, rose from the dead, death, hell, and the grave, and then ascended into the kingdom of heaven. So I've seen Jesus myself, and there's no way that anyone could possibly shake me from the gospel. Not after I've seen what I've seen and been through what I've been through. I have linked everything to the Vatican. Okay, finish the letter.
The catalyst for this transformation in me was the cruel illusion that took place on September 11th, 2001, and took so many innocent lives.
Well, we don't know actually how innocent before God those people were. Because, you know, God will let the enemy blow you up or burn you up or anything if you're not right with the Lord. Many of those people may have been homosexuals and have made a strong stand to be homosexuals for the rest of their lives. Many of them might have been narcotic addicts. And many of them might have been addicted to sex or pornography, all sorts of different things. And so we don't know how innocent they were, because God plainly states, and we're going to read that tonight if we have enough time, that He will plague people that refuse to listen to him. And you could very well be blown up or burned up or shot or die in some terrible way, like disease, sickness, infirmities. And the Lord plainly states that in his word. He doesn't say, he said it's the living God who is the God of nature, not Mother Nature. He is the God of nature, and he uses nature to destroy people. Mm-hmm. And he uses other people to destroy. God has raised up the evil Vatican to smite many millions of evil people that people deem innocent because they say this international Roman Catholic government states that it's bad to say anything about a homosexual, that they're actually sinners, and they're going to try to impose penalties for anyone that says that, or anyone that says anything against abortion. And the reason for it is that the abortionists and the homosexuals, they put a lot of their money together, and they have a lobbyist in Washington, and they say, we'll put you into office if you'll make laws favoring homosexuality and abortion. And so these power-hungry idiots say that they will not be against abortion, and they will not be against first-degree murder, which is abortion, if you'll just vote for me, you sick bunch of weasels. Okay, let's finish it. So when people say all those innocent people, we don't know how innocent they were. They may have been innocent so far as not deserving to be blown up like that. And naturally, it just like really gives you a bad feeling to know that maybe they weren't saved. And if they weren't saved, well, of course, they went to hell. And of course, people are going to hate me for saying that, but I'd rather have you hate me than God. Right? So I say the truth. Amen. Okay, go ahead.
On investigating this tragedy of 9/11, I was shocked to find out that there were so many unanswered questions that led me to ask, what are they hiding and who is hiding it?
Well, we know who's hiding it. Federal, international government, Roman Catholic government. Then what?
These writings and videos are available on the internet. The name Illuminati kept coming up, and the New World Order also.
Mm. So, New World Order, that's just a fancy name for Antichrist.
Amen.
Anybody that says they're with the New World Order, they're antichrists. And the Bible says they're not going to heaven. They've blasphemed the Holy Spirit, and there's no way they can enter the kingdom of heaven. They're not forgiven for that sin here in this world or in the world to come. Okay, then what?
So upon investigating them and finding out who was secretly behind the elite of the New World Order, I was shocked to my core. This discovery has totally changed my view on the world, and I now see the hideous and evil plot to take away the freedom of the world and bring it to a one-world government and religion, little step by little step by little step, so that we don't even notice the change and the freedom has been taken away. It is my belief that the Jesuit order has infiltrated the Catholic Church.
Oh, God. Now, that, I mean, you're still naive because the Jesuit order is the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is a very unholy, it's the false prophet. It's the mother of every abomination on earth. It's a cult, the world's worst cult. And the Jesuits didn't infiltrate there. They are the ones that spawned and nurtured the Jesuits. So, you know, let's get that straight right now. Okay, then what?
The Catholic Church, which my dear family belongs, that has facilitated this monster, which has a grip on the elite of the world, therefore actually
they
running...
They have a grip on the elite and the ignorant, and the fearful and unbelieving. And what?
Therefore actually running the world.
Well, yes, they are running the world, international government, Roman Catholic cults. So this person found it out. Then what?
The monster that will enslave us.
It will not enslave us. Those of us that are filled with the Spirit, washed in the blood of Jesus, they will not enslave us. Do I sound like I'm enslaved?
No.
Okay, well, it may enslave you, but not me. Then what?
When will the world see what is happening? I read an article that said...
The world will not see what is happening. The world is deceived. The Bible says that the whole world will be deceived in these last days, and they are. But I'm not of the world, and the people that are really born again of the Spirit are not of the world. So we're not deceived, but the world is. Worldly people, carnal people, lustful people. You're deceived. Then what?
I read an article that said the assassination of JFK was the Jesuits' Achilles' heel, as the world would see who is really in power and what they really are.
Well, they're the mother of every abomination, the Bible says. They killed Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln. That's a proven fact. That was all throughout the newspapers during that day. And they spirited those people off to the Vatican and hid them, with the exception of the few that they caught, James Wilkes Booth and a couple of others. And just as they spirited away all these homosexuals, that they made a name, pedophile. Pedophile, no. It's child molestation. 6 and 7 and 8 year old boys and 9 and 10 and 11 year old boys that they've molested, these reprobates. And they have never sent any of them to prison. They sent them to the Vatican, and then they paid money as though people are so above the law that you can buy your way out. They gave just the people that were abused like that in Los Angeles $500 million. And then, if you're not a Catholic, what they did is they gave a guy 2 lifetimes and 40 years. Was it 20 years? 2 lifetimes and 20 years. What difference does it make if it was 20 or 40? Do you think he's going to live 2 lifetimes in 20 years? No. Okay, and so there is no justice in this world. And God is, you know, we need to pray. We found the answer, too. We learned to pray. We need to pray against these people, because we prayed against the people in Los Angeles that are causing us so much trouble, attempting and doing everything in their power to close our church, because they know I'm telling the truth and they're afraid of it. And they hide. They don't let you know who it is. But I prayed God destroy them, back them off. I warned the people, back off or God's going to kill you and destroy you. Now, this was a warning, those fires in Los Angeles and San Diego and San Bernardino and up the canyon, the different canyons there where we have our church. The fire went clear around us and burnt 25 houses just up above us. And we didn't even get singed. They said they heard like a freight train coming. And we were all praying, and the thing went away. They said, abandon your place. And I said, no, don't abandon it. Just pray to God. All right? And we didn't even get a cinder. All right? And then look at all the homes were destroyed. 1,500 that I've heard. And over 500,000 to 1 million people had to leave their houses. Okay, let's finish here.
They thought the Catholics of America would revolt, but unfortunately they remained in the shadows, killing anybody that
threatened. That's right, secret. They're in the shadows. They are sneaks. Filthy sneaks. It amazed me that they came out of the shadows when they murdered all those people at Waco. All those Christians. Then what?
Killing anybody that threatened their secrecy regarding JFK. I now hope that the tragedy of 9/11 will shake the world up, and so they'll see who these people really are. But it seems they will remain in the shadows, fooling the world, as it is now 2007 and the truth has not come from 9/11. Please wake up and see what's happening in the world.
You don't have to tell me to wake up. I'm the one that woke everybody up with the facts about that.
Amen.
Okay, before Michael Murphy or whatever his name came out. But the only thing is, what's his name?
Moore.
Michael Moore? Oh, well, you shouldn't even remember his name. There's no greater insult than to, okay, so Michael Murphy or Michael Moore, whoever you are, he's a Catholic and he was smoke screening for the Vatican, all right?
Amen.
Yeah. You don't want to misspell somebody's name, or else it just insults them so much. Michael Moore, or Murphy, whatever your name is, you don't fool me. Why don't you connect all these atrocities with Bush if you're so informed? why don't you link him up with the Vatican? He smoke screening for them, just like the John Birch Society. They turned everybody to communism. But it's not communism, it's the Vatican. Okay, then what else?
So that the innocent people that died in the tragedy will not die in vain. God bless. If you can use this, please do.
The innocent people again. Well, again, many of them, if they were innocent, they're in heaven right now. If they're washed in the blood and filled with the Holy Spirit. But if they're not, they're in hell.
Amen.
And this is not, I do not have anything against those people at all. I'm just preaching what the Bible says, okay?
Amen.
Is that it?
The spelling is bad, and it's a bit of a ramble, but I hope some good may come of it. God bless. Jason from Glasgow, Scotland.
Glasgow, Scotland. You're definitely pretty much informed, but I pray that you don't mind too much my little additions to this. Now, Sharon, I'm going to have Sharon read some words from Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, starting with verse 15. Through 21. Go ahead.
But it shall come to pass.
Now this is the Lord telling you that it's going to come to pass. And when he says something is going to happen, you can believe him far more than you can the Vatican. All right?
No.
Or anybody else. Go ahead.
But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
In other words, if you don't listen to me, God said, I'm going to do something to you. I'm going to jack you up. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Jack you up. Okay? Now, this is Bible, and this goes clear to the very end of the Bible in the book of Revelation, the New Testament. God hasn't changed. Okay, so go ahead.
If thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments.
Not only to hear what he said, but to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I, Moses, command thee this day. Okay, then what?
That all these curses shall...
Oh, wait a minute. God's going to send curses down? I thought it was Mother Nature. Huh? 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 I can see Buster's dog just jumping up right now and spinning around in the air. Okay, no. God says he'll send all these curses. All these curses shall come upon you. And you and yours. Okay, go ahead.
That all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be
okay.
in the city.
Now here they are. Cursed shalt thou be in the city. Go ahead.
And cursed shalt thou be in the field.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you're a farmer, you're not going to have a good crop. Then what?
Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store.
Yeah, we did this the other night, but I just want to do it again because we're going to go a little bit further with it tonight. Then what?
Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body.
In other words, your children will be retarded. They'll have diseases. There'll be maybe blemishes on their brains, spots on their brains, or they might be die at birth, Down syndrome, all sorts of things that can happen to the fruit of your body and the fruit of your land. Because the Lord says, do not murder. And if you murder, your land will... You shed innocent blood like aborting children. The land is cursed until you, the woman, and the people that are killing these babies are killed. Now, this is the Bible.
Amen.
Okay? That's, my folks, my friends out there, why the Vatican is doing everything in their power to do away with the Bible. Because they don't want people to be told that they'll be cursed for doing the things that they're telling people to do. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
God is telling you one thing to do, and you're doing what the Vatican says, or the international government. And God said, you're going to be cursed. And he's telling you all the curses that are going to happen to you. cursed shall be the fruit of your body and also the fruit of your land. The increase of thy kine, the increase of your cattle, that means, and the flocks of thy sheep. And there's really, you know, the beef is contaminated now, and so is all poultry and everything. It's because they don't listen to God. And the Lord told me and my family to stay, he told me primarily to stay away from all dairy. And people know that I'm led of the Lord, and everyone in this church will not eat dairy any longer. They don't eat butter, cheese, or anything. And we're all healthier now.
Amen.
And we don't eat beef. We used to eat steaks and burgers. It was a fine day when a cheeseburger came our way. But we don't eat any dairy, so we don't eat any cheese anymore or those burgers. What do we eat? Chicken, turkey. We eat some lamb. But there was all kinds of exposés on cattle that they're breeding to make burgers for all these franchises. It was like about an hour and a half to 2 hour expose on it. It's filth. And they say there's all kinds of dung mixed up in hamburgers. There's a certain amount of cattle dung. And they say, well, how does that happen? Well, it happens because there's not enough people that are hired at these places to keep up with the assembly line so much, and so they're mixing dung up with your burgers. Okay? Cheers. Okay, now then, go ahead.
Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest
out. So no matter where you're going, you're cursed if you don't listen to God. And your flocks and your sheep. That's it. So cursed be when you come in, wherever you go. And cursed shall thou be when thou goest out. Honey, let's go out tonight. Watch out. Could be a drive-by shooting. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, honey, let's go. Well, honey might not be happy if she goes out with you at night. And if you are supposed to honey, and you invite your husband or your boyfriend that you're shacking up with, if you're asking them to go out, cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. Going out tonight, anybody? Want to go out? You reprobates? Then what?
The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke.
Wait, the Lord shall do what?
The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke.
Yeah, he'll send upon you cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that you settest, everything that you set your hand to do. For to do until thou be destroyed. Well, let's get Tony, okay? All you people, come on and get me. Hurry up. Okay, because I'm telling you what the Lord says, and the Vatican wants to shut my mouth, and so you do too? Well, come on. Don't tarry. Come quickly, okay? Because you do that, and you'll see what happens to you, okay? A lot of people have tried this, and a lot of people, God has taken their lives, all right? Just in this little town over here, they tried to get a lynch mob against me, these fair citizens of Falk, Arkansas, and they are 14 of them in the last 2 weeks that I know of have died. And the city council, half of them are cursed. One of them, I kept telling you, one of them dropped dead. He was a preacher. Two or three times in his pulpit and in the hospital, he dropped dead. Now he's walking around with a walker. Okay? And I don't want these things to happen. I would much rather have you people repent out there before God. He says, upon the cursing and vexation and rebuke, in all that thou seest, settest your hand to do, until I destroy you, until you shall be destroyed, and until you perish, not slowly, but quickly. Okay, Sharon, what else?
And until thou perish quickly because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me.
The living God. Okay, so you're not paying any attention to him. Okay, let's go into verse 21 now.
The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee.
Well, you know what pestilence is? It's all the evil diseases that you see people having today that are uncurable. Cancer, leukemia, heart disease, so many different diseases that people can't even keep up with them anymore. The scientists are saying, we can't, there's uncurable diseases here. Heart disease, strokes, respiratory diseases, AIDS, and all the other venereal diseases, tuberculosis. What's this? Alzheimer's and the other, those two things? I still haven't known which one is which. Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. God, it's just unbelievable. Amen?
Amen.
Malaria, cancer, leukemia, influenza, pneumonia, diabetes, hepatitis. I think it's every day people call up wanting to be healed from hepatitis and diabetes and cancer. Lou Rawls, a famous singer, died of cancer. And they're just dying like flies. Okay, keep going, Sharon.
The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee until he have consumed thee from off the land.
Okay, so the pestilence, that's diseases, infirmities, sicknesses. Until he wipes you completely off the land. Then what?
Whither thou goest to possess it.
You're going to try to possess something, are you? Don't even try unless you get right with the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then the Lord shall what?
Smite thee with a consumption.
With a consumption. What on earth is a consumption? It don't sound good to me, does it to you folks?
No.
Consumed, consumption. Okay, then what?
And with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall...
Blasting? God's going to do... I thought it was Mother Nature doing all this, folks. What do you think?
No.
God says it's him doing it.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
So if you're cursed, it's because you're not listening to the Lord. Amen. Amen? To do what he tells you to do. Well, what does he tell you to do? One thing, he tells you to repent, or you're going to die. Repent or perish. Amen?
Amen.
And spend eternity in hell. Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
And they shall pursue thee until thou perish. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. The Lord shall...
Where are you at now?
Verse 25.
Of what chapter?
28.
Okay, keep going.
The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies.
Oh, you've got enemies out there, everybody does. What about these terrorists? You want to get smitten by them? Just don't listen to God then. And you'll see. Then what?
Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them.
Yeah, are you broke? You need money? Okay, well then you better repent. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
And shalt be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcass...
And God has done that to the Jews. Amen?
Amen.
He sent them to all the kingdoms of the earth. And being it is that it's the end time, He's bringing them back now. Okay, and the Jews are being saved now. Then what?
And thy carcass shall be meat unto all fowls of the air, and unto the beasts of the earth.
And remember, God's doing this. Amen?
Amen.
So you see all these slaughters and everything. The Lord is just letting the devil take people over. Because you love the devil and you want everybody to be demonic. And so you think there's going to be peace and safety when it's not going to happen. Jesus said, think not that I am come to send peace on earth. Well, then how come Bush and all these weasels think that they can bring peace if God said he didn't come to bring peace? But he said he came not to send peace on earth, but a sword. Amen?
Amen.
The word of God. And the word of God is true. You don't do what the Lord says and you're going to die. Or you're going to get sick. Awfully sick. And not be healed. Okay, keep going. We've just got about 2 minutes.
And no man shall fray them away. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the emerods, and with the scab.
Where are you at?
27.
Okay, keep going.
And with the itch whereof thou canst not be healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart.
Well, where are you at? Chapter 28?
Yes.
Okay, verse 27?
I just read 28.
Okay, the Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt. Whoa, what is botch? I'll tell you one thing, I don't want any part of it. Do you?
No.
You want to get hit with botch? I repented, folks. Okay, then what?
Verse 29, and thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore.
What verse are you on?
29.
Okay.
And no man shall save thee. Verse 30.
No man will save you. Okay, then what?
Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her.
Whoa! You want that to happen to your wife? Okay, what else?
Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof.
Right, God will give the grapes to me. Okay? You want me to eat your grapes? Okay, what else?
Verse 31. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine donkey shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Verse 32. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thine hand.
You got 1 minute, hurry.
Verse 33, the fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed alway, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore botch that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king which thou shalt set over thee unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers.
Okay, what verse is that?
36.
And what chapter?
28.
Okay, well, my time is up. Let's take this up tomorrow. This is great, isn't it?
Yes.
At least you folks learned on this program that it's not Mother Nature that's cursing you. It's good to know who's cursing you, right?
Amen.
Yeah, because with him, you can repent.
Amen.
If you haven't, if you just haven't made up your mind to just forget and not believe this. So the biggest curse will happen to you if you reject God's only begotten Son, that's Jesus, because he is the entire Word of God. And you not only have to listen to what it says because it's spirit and life, but you have to do what the Word says. You decide not to do that? Watch out! I wouldn't want to live another minute without the Lord, okay? Because
Amen.
Something even more terrible could happen to you right after rejecting this. So don't reject, except the Lord. Say to the Lord now, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my former sins away in the precious blood you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul, I know, because your word, which is spirit and life, the Holy Spirit and life, says so. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just praise and thank the Lord. And Sharon, tell them how to receive a copy of this program, number 471. 471. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including postage and handling.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying tune in tomorrow for another powerhouse of a message, something that will definitely open your eyes to what God really is, who he really is. Don't you want to know? Mm-hmm. Please do, for your own sake. Here is H.P. Barnum's Life Choir. He conducting the Life Prayer Song.
Thank you.